USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Army Corps of Engineers will lead the debris removal effort at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen says clearing debris from the shipping lanes is vital for reopening the port and protecting jobs and livelihoods.
We have to open one first, and over a period of time, I think we're going to do whatever we can to make sure that we have ships passing through as soon as possible.
Clearing the channel will not happen until the bodies of four more construction workers are recovered from the water. The bodies of two construction workers were found in the Patapsco River after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Those victims' bodies were discovered Wednesday inside a red pickup truck in around 25 feet of water. The victims have been identified as 35-year-old Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes and 26-year-old Dorlian Renial Castillo Cabrera. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins has more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. He said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has initiated a campaign aimed at apprehending undocumented migrants with convictions for serious drug offenses. Thursday, officials disclosed over 200 arrests nationwide of illegal immigrants who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring North Korea, while China opted to abstain. This is USA News.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Given the Democrat majority in the Senate, Mayorkas is not expected to be convicted, and senators may swiftly move to dismiss the impeachment proceedings. The State Department is offering a big reward after a ransomware group hacked into UnitedHealthcare. USA's Ryan Daniels has the story.
It happened back in February. The group managed to hack into a subsidiary that manages payment systems for most of the country's hospitals. This week, the State Department said they're offering a $10 million reward for information that would lead to the identification or location of those involved in the cyber attack.
Tuberculosis rates in the United States are experiencing an upward trend. In 2023, they surged by 16%. Marking the third consecutive year of increase. This rise comes after almost three decades of steady decline. According to the latest report from the CDC, the number of TB cases nearly reached 10,000, representing an increase of close to 1,300 cases compared to the previous year. A popular Disneyland attraction had to be closed down when someone spread human cremated remains. Happened this week on the Star Wars attraction Rise of the Resistance. Cast members had to clean up those ashes. It's not the first time it's happened at the Anaheim, California theme park. Guests have also spread ashes in It's a Small World and the Haunted Mansion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.